At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and what, Austin?
I will always call it Highway 2. I got in trouble for calling it that.
Andromat,
which is Nebraska Parkway, 84th.
Pretty much is 84th, no Cheney, but it's all good. And 168th and Maple up there in the O. It's Pick'em Thursday. Before I got to bounce to the 40-ounce out here, I got to find one of my to take care of some personal stuff. But DP, on Friday, This is football weekend. Starting off tonight, obviously, Temple at Oklahoma. This is a big year for Oklahoma, and I want your opinion on this. This is Brett Venables, who was on his seat. I always do the seat warmer, right? All the way up to level 5. About the middle of the season, my man was at 3 and had to finish the season off pretty good, cool down on him. But when you look at that schedule, first year and playing against the big boys, by no means do I think Temple is going to be able to beat them. But you lose your starting quarterback quickly into the portal, along with other guys. Obviously, he's recruited very well. He has a good quarterback coming in or playing right now. What's your thoughts on Oklahoma? Ranked 16, they're usually preseason ranked a lot higher. Are you sold on Brett Venables? Are you so-so, wait and see? Or do you think this jump, also this is a multitude of questions, but do you think this jump to the SEC is too much for a team and style like Oklahoma?
Man, they better enjoy Temple. Because it's right. About to get...
Because that record, I mean, that schedule
is about to go deep in the SEC. It's about to go deep. One, style of play matters. Venables is going to, I think defensively they're going to do fine. I'm just not sure they're going to be able to get into track meet with the SEC. Like that comfort, yeah, it'll look good against Temple. Because your skill position guys are just that much better.
And you're
better. Bigger
too.
Yep, you're bigger, stronger, faster in at every position.
But then, DP, we talked about, me and Austin talked about this team that came into the Big 12 last year. Mm-hmm. And won it in basketball. But them brothers down in the fifth ward playing football in Houston are no punk either. Mm-mm. So you get the little kind of, you know, the little layup against Temple. And then you got to play. Hold on. Look at this schedule. Just close your eyes, everybody, and think about this. Right? You play Temple, right? Everything's good. You're down there in Norman. Any Oklahoma fan. Anybody says it's great, nor I've been there numerous times. It's horrible. You know what? If you went to Oklahoma, shame on you. There is not one damn thing to do in that city.
It took me 20 minutes to get off the interstate right, to get to the football
stadium. And it stinks. The people look crazy. And I was coming down there thinking it was supposed to be like Norman Vegas. I was like, are you kidding me? We were riding down the street. There was the biggest rattlesnake in the middle of the highway. That just right there, I'm done. Between Norman, Oklahoma, and Australia, never again. Now, keep your eyes closed. You beat Temple. Then you got Houston. Normally, when after Dave Klingler and all of them, you're like, you beat it. This is the new Houston. Okay. You got first round picks and everything that get come out of Houston.
Willie Fritz time.
Willie Fritz. Now, the only saving grace, you get him at home. But
I don't think that's gonna help.
Exactly. A team like Houston, they don't care. They'll play you out here, anywhere. They just want to beat you. Right? They got Scarface coming out.
Different sets, yeah. Different personnel profiles.
Well, let's just say you beat Houston, mm-hmm. right? So it's 2-0. Everything, you know what? This SEC thing isn't so bad, right? We're going to shock the world. Well, then you got to play Tulane. That's the team that's scary, is Tulane, because they have tradition. They know how to win, and talent for talent, they're going to be there. They
took you to the ropes a couple of years ago,
right?
Down to the wire.
Okay, so let's just play. This works out for Oklahoma very well, which it hasn't. And then you play Tennessee. Hey, then you get your welcoming package, right, DP?
Hospitality's over.
Can you come to the hospitality suite?
We gave you free water day one and day two. Now you got to pay.
Yeah, this is your continental. Now
you got to pay. Right? And Tennessee fans are waiting for this. That's what's scary to me. If you Oklahoma and when Tennessee gives you the rock and says, just bring it, pump your brakes.
Yeah.
Pump your brakes. Now, tonight will tell you a lot, because if they shut down Temple, it tells me at least you're organized and functional. It gives me some hope that when you face the thugs of Houston, that you have something in play.
Yeah.
Tonight, I mean, it's the same thing for... You're watching Colorado defensively. You're watching Oklahoma defensively. You're watching Rutgers defensively to see what they do. Offensively, teams kind of fall in line.
Yeah.
Defensively tells you about the culture. Right. And that's what I'm looking at for these games tonight and tomorrow.
And then after Tennessee, after your little welcoming package, guess where you get to go?
Beat up and bruised.
You get to go down to Apalachicola or wherever Strick's from.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn.
Opelika,
whatever it is. War Eagle.
Opelika.
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 If that is not the most country town ever, but they're Auburn fans, so they get to go down there to the city that Strick didn't get the key to the city for and play Auburn on the road. And I guarantee Oklahoma hasn't played on the road in a place like Auburn before.
Yeah, it's
different than playing Texas.
It really is different. Really is different.
Weird stuff happens in Jordan-Hare.
And it says to be determined.
It's the walk up is different. When we say the hospitality is different, by that I mean the hotels that you're staying in, a little different. The room service, the catering that you get when you go down to Auburn.
Oh yeah, you better bring your own food.
Listen, man. The team travel, not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same. It's just, it's going to be different going out. This SEC thing, man.
They did him a favor, though. They said, listen, you got those five games. We'll give you a little bye week, though, right? Let you get fresh, get you clean. And then guess what? You get to play Texas at 2:30 on national TV.
Hello, right? Friend. And hey,
then,
friend.
And then after you play that, and that game's a 50-50 because you never know. Then you get to play South Carolina, an upcoming team in South Carolina, which boy, Beamer, right? Then after that, this is where it gets fun right here. Let's take you down to Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, get you a little hottie toddy, right? Get blown, just get railroaded by them Ole Miss right there.
Lane's still mad about what they did to Monty.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to beat Maine. You're going to beat Maine because that's the SEC. You say, okay, we're going to give you a little tune-up. You go to Columbia, Missouri with Mr. Stand On Business. L. Okay? You come home and face your daddy. Alabama.
This really looks like a wow.
On senior night, you face your daddy. You remember the last time we played? Hello, my friend. Yeah. With Pocket Hercules. I might want to go to that one, right? So you play Bama. You get the breaks beat off you on Bama. And then a week later, you go to LSU. With your boy Will Campbell, who told the dudes that they playing this weekend, he said, listen, I'm not going to Caesar's Palace. We showing up for a fist fight. So you know you going down there, and that game's going to be at night too. Beat the break. That's L, 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 possible L, another L, It's either one L between Tennessee and Auburn, and you know Venable's going to mess up either Houston or Tulane.
So they're fighting for bowl eligibility in Norman, Oklahoma.
He is fighting to eat Thanksgiving leftovers. Wow. Do you understand me? And that's only 2 or 3 days, right, Austin? Wow. He is fighting to have a job after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Welcome to the SEC. Wow. This is what you asked for.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he asked for it.
Well, what do you think?
Lincoln Riley specifically did not ask for it, which is why he is now the head coach.
Some of them folks are just like, listen, I'm just happy to be here. But no, that schedule is a downhill roll with no breaks.
Who has a worse schedule, them or Florida?
Florida.
Yeah, I looked at Florida's schedule and wondered who hurt you.
Florida might have the toughest 5-week stretch in college football history.
Yeah, like what did you?
All right, let's look at this real quick because it just tickles me every time I see it though. Because of Billy Napier, you know I know he's coming home, and people are asking him how the season's gonna go. You might just like if somebody's just is there
he's
for dinner.
He's like the little boy in the meme. I'm fine.
You're right. But at dinner though, you know you have people over, the neighbors, the neighbors are asking it's going great. We look good. You go in the house and listen. Yeah.
They talk about you.
Hey, no. Yeah, hey, did you? You think you know we got list? You clean. Do not buy any more couches. Nothing.
Oh man! Okay.
You don't need that rug. Return.
Where's Whoopi Goldberg? You in danger, girl.
Yeah. They start out with the Canes.
Oh,
that's an L. I'm always taking an L. Taking them they beat Sanford. That's not even worth discussing. Then they play. They play Texas A&M.
Oh.
At least they play them at home.
Oh no, but they
play them at home. Give them.
It's not gonna matter.
But you give them, you know, they play at
They're
home.
They're 1-2. You
get a chance.
There's no chance they beat A&M.
Now, this is the worst. Going to play at Mississippi State is like going to play Purdue.
Stark Vegas, baby.
But you're playing at 11 a.m.
Nebraska's familiar.
But you're playing at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. they win. If it was a night game, they'd have no chance of getting the win.
See, I think the only time that you beat Mississippi State is in the middle of the day. Because first of all, you're going to be down there and start. You're going to just like, man, this is horrible. You had a bad night's sleep because they're going to be ringing them damn bells.
Uh-huh.
And you definitely ain't been in them at night because them country boys then came off the farm. The only time they did.
Empty milk jugs with just pounds of keys in them. Shake them outside your hotel. And there's nothing you could do about it. There's nothing you could do. Hey, can y'all? No. Officer. No.
Officer shaking it.
He looking at you. No, that.
Hold on. This is the best. This is how it best started. Then you play UCF.
L.
Okay, that's an L.
Man.
Then you go on the road to Tennessee, your rival, and you know Heupel is going to beat you. He's going to run the score up on you. L. Kentucky, L.
Sneaky
right?
L, but L.
Sneaky. Do you think they beat Kentucky by this time?
Where's it at?
At home. All right, let's give them Kentucky. Well,
Kentucky's going to Kentucky.
Yeah, they're like, going to Kentucky. You know. Yeah, I'll take that back. Yeah. They're going to duke you around their leg, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, let's – Georgia, no questions asked. Listen. Let's just not even try to Georgia embarrassment, especially it's rivalry game, and they're and they're playing, and they're playing at Jacksonville.
Hold on.
This is the best part, man. I cannot believe. You know what? Because if I was a coach, I would not want anybody to laugh at me like this. But it's Florida. Okay, you get the brakes beat off of you and embarrassed at Georgia. The next week, you go all the way to Austin, Texas, and Texas might be rolling by then. L, you come back. To the crib, LSU, L, Ole Miss, ran out the swamp, okay, on senior night. And then guess what you do to end your season? This is where it hangs, and if he's still around, this is where it hangs. This is Lovie Smith on the road again at the Colts. Do you want to go out with some pride and dignity, or you just want to go out?
Tallahassee, right?
You go to Tallahassee. Now, if they were playing in the swamp, I think he wins. You ain't winning that game. Because those transfer portal dudes would be rolling by
They know you want your pride. They're not going to give it to
you. Well, but so just imagine that they're at the bottom of their bucket. And Florida State comes with an opportunity to be playing for something. Because Florida State has to have the greatest turnaround in history in order to be a part of this thing. And they would have the opportunity. Right? Maybe you've gone through the ACC and resurrected your season. And then you go to Florida, your rival, and Florida says, We got nothing to lose. We literally can play any way we want. Coach is going to leave. players are going to leave.
Coach is gone.
Players are going to leave, right? Because you've had your head kicked in. Oh, Gator fans. I need to call Tony Lilly and make sure he's okay.
So, that
what they say, if you ain't a Gator, you Gator bait.
You Gator bait. Yeah. But listen, that is not a season I want to go through as a Florida Gator fan.
So there have been 8 times Florida will be the 8th team since 2000 to play 5 or more consecutive games against preseason ranked competition. Mm-hmm. And all those teams you mentioned should still be ranked by the end of the year. Florida, the average rank of those opponents, 6.8. The other previous 7, the lowest combined average ranking, 14. Florida, on average, but twice as tough.
What do you think Billy Napier tells his wife? You know we got to sell this house, right? Right? You better start looking. Like, wherever he's from, let's go back to our dream house. Like, just start spending time there. Right? There's no way he makes it, right?
I've been on some staffs where you look at the schedule and...
They can keep the house.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
His buyout's 31.875 mil. They can keep the house.
Yeah, but them Florida fans will burn down. No,
you're not keeping that house.
I'm out.
That house is an asset.
The new coach, here you
that
go.
That house is an asset. Yeah,
the new coach, here you go.
You know,
pennies on the dollar for dollar.
You know. Ta-da! Yeah. Let me hand this over to you. I don't.
Oh, sorry, 25. It was 31.8 after last year. It's 25 after this.
Now they're saving money.
I mean, and Napier will find good work in the Big Ten Conference somewhere.
Yeah, he's a good coach. All jokes aside, he is a good coach.
He'll be a great salesman. He'll be able to come to the Midwest. He'll get in somewhere, Indiana, Illinois. He'll get somewhere where he can build it back up again and not have to go through the gauntlet that he's going to face.
He kind of strikes me as, Matt Luke, that Ole Miss hired.
That's exactly who he is. I like him. I like him as a coach. I liked him when they hired him. I haven't liked what he's done.
Yeah, I mean,
at Florida, I think they have too much speed and weapons like to be that bad.
Well, but we also know now what really being in Gainesville is like.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
There have been some dudes who went through Florida as coaches and just crapped the bed because there's too much other stuff. There's too many ghosts running around, bro. There are too many bodies buried in Gainesville. I mean, Urban, Charlie Strong, you go through. They all went down there. Oh, this is Urban. Urban got sick in Florida. Urban Gainesville. Urban was like, "Listen, when your wife, when Shelly says I'm out, bro. You can do what you want. I'm out. I'm taking."
Does Will Muschamp get a second shot?
No.
Not even for comedy.
No, Dan Mullen's like no. No, when you listen,
dude, when Dan Mullen said he don't want to recruit when that's when you know it's bad. He just want to say, you know what? I just want to stay home. That's it. I just want to stay in my office.
Let me call police.
Let me do it. I'm not recruiting you. I'm not coming out of this place right now.
It was the thing of having a coach's wife explain going to a booster dinner and that you didn't know what was on the plate and said, okay, listen, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. It used to be a great thing, but now there's a divide, and the competitive nature of NIL and the transfer portal. Gainesville, the University of Florida, is really a wonderful site. But the program,
yeah,
to go back to the days that, listen, you want to recruit top student athletes, except to win at Florida, that student part is swing and a miss. So
that's discretionary.
All of their success is when the dudes have been outside the lines. And it doesn't, we can't look at Florida and say, no, he's willing to recruit those type of athletes at Florida.
Napier isn't.
No, he's not. He's not built for it. So, yeah, they'll find another coach. I mean, this is one, you know, there's some dudes that I think could go down there and do work. You know, Mickey Joseph was on the show earlier, was on the station earlier. If you wanted to tell me the type of coach that's going to be required for you to go down there and get work in Gainesville, Florida.
Texter 1000 asks, what about the Lane train to Florida?
Not happening.
Yeah, I was going to look it right at Jay Foreman. Just say,
I know Lane well enough. He ain't going there. He only place that I think he might go is Alabama, though.
It's the only upgrade, right?
Yeah, if he left there.
Notre Dame? No.
No.
Jay, this is why I asked you, man. This is why.
It's not that. I don't even know if Lane's Catholic or not. Lane is South Bend, negative ghostwriter. That pattern is full. He would go nuts. Speaking of Notre Dame, what do you guys think of the Notre Dame, number 7 Notre Dame with Marcus Freeman? Been on a winning streak ever since he converted to be Catholic, according to Nick. He did, right? We were there. He was 1-2. Finally got the
Marshall.
Larson Marshall got the that Monday. All right, now you Catholic, and then he just start winning. Now he goes down to Texas A&M, faces Mike Elko, and Trev Albers. What do you think? Do you think
Domer's
do playing. You do you think Notre Dame is for real?
I think Notre Dame is a top 15 team. I've talked myself out of them.
Well, they're number 7 right now.
I know. I think they fall back a little bit. I just don't think A&M's that good right now.
But is Notre Dame that good, though? Their defense is supposed to be ferocious, if you can be in Notre Dame. They got Riley Leonard, the quarterback. They got a plethora of skill positions. You got your boy Watts that you know, he won the Ronnie Lott Award.
They said this is the best award. This is the best Notre Dame offensive line in 15 years.
And they've had some dudes come through there.
Yeah, some dudes come there. Right. And their starting guy got hurt.
Yeah.
And he's a freshman. They got a freshman starting.
Would have been the first in like 70 years.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'd never think Notre Dame's good, so I ain't picking them. I hope they lose by 50 points. I hate Notre Dame. Matter of fact, I'm just take it all off. You know, no holds bar. I hate Notre Dame and I hate Michigan. So both of them losing is all good. Texas A&M by 30.
I don't have the Fighting Irish ick that a lot of people have.
They just stupid, man. All the way back to Lou Holtz. They just make me sick.
But see, I'm an error precision guy.
See, they just make me sick.
Like I go back. I go back. That used to be that's what you got on Sunday morning.
Was
Paul
true.
Hornig giving you the highlights, Notre Dame highlights. Nobody else. It was on Notre TV. Dame and Grambling. That's who you got to see.
I mean, I'm talking about all the way back to like Tony Rice. Man, they just make me sick. Michael Stonebreaker. I hate Notre Dame.
They were
just a bunch of punks, man.
But see, this is Jay. Culturally,
hate Notre Dame.
Brothers outside of South Bend, Indiana, didn't like Notre brothers Dame. Who went to South Bend, Indiana.
Jay Foreman, team convicts.
Didn't understand, right? Got the T-shirt.
Wasn't even close
you
to
know
one.
He
I
had
was
the
wearing
t-shirt.
It, though. I was wearing it. What close
you
it
know
was.
He had the T-shirt. You
hey,
know.
But here's the funny thing, though. When we used to drive from – this is no lie. When we used to drive from Minneapolis to back home Frederick, Maryland for Christmas, and it would be me and my dad, or me and my dad and my uncle –
Uncle Blood.
Yeah, or Uncle Grease. It'd be all four of us. I'm talking, we would not stay in South Bend. But I'm telling you with 100% truth, when we saw, we'd stop at that sign, they would urinate on the sign.
Well, pit stop.
Yeah.
Always pit stop.
And it was like, I felt like I was part of the travel crew when they let me do it, because I was too small for a while. Then I was waiting there. You get the call up. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Bless
him. He's a man now. He's a man now.
Yeah.
He's a man now.
I stayed up the whole way. I was like, this is the best, Chris. This is the best car ride ever.
I still need to figure out where, Austin, if you can go to any college game this year. Not here. Any college game. Jay?
I think we decided it was Ohio State, Oregon, and Eugene, or there was some Ole Miss hosting someone, night game at the Grove. Was it LSU, Bama, one of those two?
Texter, you just strummed on my heartstrings. Lindsey Nelson calling Vegas Ferguson's name in those Notre Dame highlights. That was amazing. That was amazing. Well done, Jay.
I'm gonna tell you what game I would like to go to this weekend. USC at LSU in Vegas. And it wasn't on my radar until I listened to Big Man Campbell, the tackle number 66. Now, I've seen tape on him because Brian Baldinger does his thing, and I watched him. I was like, dang, this dude is, for being 6 foot six and 320, he can move.
Pre-game fight.
Oh, but no, he said this. He said, listen, we're not, he's like, everybody in the building know what we're going down there for.
Right. Like,
he said, listen, we're not going down there to go to Caesar's Palace. But how he said it, very matter of fact, he's like, we're going for a fist fight.
Yeah, I mean.
He's like, let's make no mistakes about it. We coming to fight.
Like, are they're fighting in the casino, right?
Oh, they pre-gaming fighting.
Right? Like, I mean, LSU. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's LSUFC.
Yeah, right. Tater, appreciate you said that. Lincoln Youth Football canceled for the night. Lincoln Youth Football canceled for the
night. What do you mean? High school, you mean?
I'm just reading what he said.
Lincoln Youth Football plays on Thursdays?
Practices, I guess.
Who sent you that?
Tater.
Lincoln Youth Football.
Tater.
Oh, three practice, yeah. If I was a youth football player, I'd be hyped. We hit PlayStation.
It's a rain day.
Yeah, we're on PlayStation now.
Man. We call that playbook work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're keeping our mind in the game, coach. Oh, yeah, but that's the game I want to see. I just want to see, first of all, there's only a few coaches I'd like to see get beat.
But what
Lincoln Riley is one of them.
How are you adjusting to this thing, right?
If I'm going?
Yeah.
If I'm going to, I've got to wear all black. Because it's indoors.
Yeah.
It's hot in Vegas. I'm indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the best thing is just Lincoln Riley. Like, Lincoln Riley tried to talk himself into, like, we're here at the Big Ten. LSU coming for business. Like, they obviously, because the big man said, he said it, and he's so matter of fact about it. It's just what they've been saying. Like, listen, hey, when we go down there, no, but we're not playing no games. You're not going out of the hotel or no nothing. You show up ready for a fist fight. Because it's letting you know that they saw on tape that they think USC is soft.
Yeah, that I'm just trying to picture this Vegas this weekend.
Well, I mean, what, LSU fans are crazy.
Well, Strick said that, he said, because he was trying to find, he's staying in somebody's house because it's so crazy. Like, he's not staying in a hotel. One, all the rates are off the charts.
Oh, yeah. We got an unknown texter, 5769. He said USC, LSU reminds me of when USC played Bama. Remember when SC was out there acting like they was ready to go? Bama, it was like 42-0.
Yeah, you did the whole hype dance and
they said, "Come on out here!
Come on out here!
I'm waiting right here.
Come on out here, Charlie Steiner! Come on out here, Charlie Steiner! Yeah, I think
2366 said he's gonna be there.
It's Sunday. Yeah, yeah. Strick. I would imagine that Strick finds his way over there. I mean, he's gonna be in Vegas. If I was there,
I just like seeing the massacre of Lincoln Riley.
Because
he's not going to be able to throw the ball like he wants, because them brothers from LSU are going to be covering. So that just eliminates all your little offensive problems.
I mean, that is DBU, right?
Yeah. So, and they've been challenged.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah. They're looking forward to it.
Man. Oh, boy.
Kelly's ready.
This is going to be a weekend.
It starts tonight. And it's starting right now.
And if North Dakota State can actually get off on a good start tonight.
Who are you picking?
I mean, I'm picking Colorado, but a part of me wants the chaos of Colorado at least struggling.
See, I want Colorado to win, because I don't want no like, oh well, they're not that good. I want you to come in here 1-0, so we bust your
off
tail
off a big win.
Yeah, I want you to beat the brakes off North Dakota State. Win.
Yeah,
and then come in here and get whooped.
Off a big win.
Right, because I don't want 10 o'clock tomorrow or next weekend. Yeah. Today you'd be like, oh man, that wasn't a good. No. I want you. I want all your stuff.
It was set up like that last year.
Yeah, I want it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want them to be impressive, and then come on in here.
Yeah,
come on in,
and then get humble.
Yeah, Rutgers up 7-0 against Howard already. So.
Reality has set in.
Here's the thing. You can say that you expect Howard to play well until you see Rutgers' offensive line.
And that running back. Hey, that running back at Big Ten, he just looked like he mad because he ain't been on the magazine.
Right?
Like, did you see when he walked around? He was like, look, there ain't nobody talking to me. Yeah, I'm running 100 against you.
He really was collecting receipts. And when you see Rutgers' offensive line walk out, and you went,
because you know they ain't doing nothing but damn, you know, sled work, running back or blocking drill.
Oh man, yep.
Oceano.
They look like it. Oceano. He's in a fit, man. He's in a fit.
Oceano,
who are you waving at, Jay Foreman?
I don't know. Some dude waving at me.
Man of the people, man Jay of the people.
Say what's up. Hey. What's up, dude? You know? You got to say what's up to him.
Oh, man. It's the best.
Oh, well.
Could be that guy.
What's that Buffalo's name? Ralphie?
Yep.
Ralphie. Yeah, he about to make his little entrance. It's going to be, hey, listen, it's going to be for all for nothing come next week.
I'm going to need the text line's help. This is a pizza night.
Tonight?
Yeah, football.
Text line, DP's trying to decide between Little Caesars, Ramos, and Domino's. Help brother out, man.
Okay. Whatever Lincoln's best
Ramos pizza is.
I always like to get a slice of my favorite New York pizza, Sbarro's.
Yeah. I like Ramos. I like
that Iowa. Was an office reference. I don't actually go to Sbarro's.
Austin over here.
I'm open. It's just, you know.
Or you look there, Little Caesars is good, though, too.
It's football season.
Yeah, it's football season. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.